Bald the whole time. Bald. Also bald. Bald fucking sucks. Fucking sucks being bald. Especially when all your family members sit in the front row. None of them are bald. Yep. No bald family members at all. And they're all older than me. Some of them significantly. Not bald at all. I got a bald family member all the way in the back. My dad, latest motherfucker at the show. Latest guy. Latest guy here. Last one in. My dad, give it up for him. Make it loud. He might not hear you. Yeah, fucking sucks being bald. Don't let anyone tell you different. Not that nobody would. I was in a long-term relationship. I went into it not bald, came out of it bald. Stressful relationship. Yeah, we'll get into it later. But yeah, that's an eye-opening moment when you're single and all of a sudden bald, you know? I remember I went to a bar, and I was it was a pretty girl at the bar. I was talking to the pretty girl, and I was saying some good shit. I was saying all my good shit. I got a lot of good shit that I say to pretty girls. I was saying all my good shit, and she just did not like me at all. She did not fucking care about a single word that I said. And after 5 minutes, I had to leave, you know, because, you know, it's this day and age, you can't bother a woman for 5 minutes in a row. It's illegal, right? You can't talk to a woman for 5 minutes in a row. And so I walked away. I was just walking back to my friends. I'm like, what the fuck? I used to be so good at this. What the fuck? Oh, God damn it! I forgot that I was bald. I forgot. Sometimes you forget. And they're talking to that girl like I was Kevin Sorbo the whole time. Look like an idiot. Complete moron. Very embarrassing. But I did. I heard some good news recently, actually. I was listening to NPR, National Public Radio. Yes, I read. I was listening to NPR, right? And they said that a person with alopecia in Germany, a person with alopecia is a disease where you can't grow any hair on your body whatsoever. Person in Germany with alopecia underwent experimental radical surgery and was able to grow a full head of hair. A full head of hair. That's great. That is great news. That's great news. Very good news. If you got fucking alopecia. But all those regular bald people know that the doctors just gave up on us. They just fucking gave up on us. They're done with us. They're focused on niche markets now. You know? What are they gonna come up with next? A cancer cure for Sagittariuses? Penis enlargement for albinos. I want a big dick too, goddammit. I want hair. What's a person with alopecia know about hair anyway? I had the shit. It was long and curly, thick. I was attractive. Person with alopecia go their whole lives with no hair. What's another fucking few years? You know? You can laugh at that. You can laugh at the bald jokes. Everyone can laugh at bald jokes because baldness is the only disease that merits no sympathy from anyone whatsoever. Nobody gives a fucking shit about bald people. Nobody. Nobody cares. You know? When I was going bald, now don't worry, I'm not going bald anymore. I'm in remission now. But when I was going bald, okay? When I was going bald, nobody felt bad for me at all. You know? They say, this is what my mom would say, big deal. Get over it. Get over it. Get over it. Get over it. The hair is falling on my fucking head. You know? Imagine if you woke up 40% uglier. Some asshole told you to get over it. Yeah? Nobody would say that to me if I went blind or got severely burned. You know, I'm not saying I deserve as much sympathy as a burn victim, but a blind person, fuck yes, okay? Treat me like a blind man. I want to be on the sympathy spectrum, you know? Sympathy spectrum. Should be like, quadruple amputee. That's the worst little nugget right there. Nugget man. Nugget man's the worst. Third degree burns over all your body, right? Bald guy, blind guy with hair, right? A blind guy with no hair would be like a double amputee or second degree, whatever. Point is, treat me like a blind man. Next time you meet a bald person, you say you're sorry, you ask to hear their story, Hold their hand, walk them across the street. Okay. Have a heart. You can't do that every time. You can't do it every time. It means a lot. I love you. You're going to embarrass me in front of my recording. Okay? But it is taking up time, and I don't know just how much material I have. So it's good. But just a real quick coda to that, though. I have learned how to be a single person as a bald guy. I learned how to go on dates with pretty girls as a bald person. It took me many years to learn that. But for those of you aspiring bald men, I know you're out there. I know some of you. I mean, hey, my man. But what you got to do is, if you're on a date with a pretty girl as a bald guy, you take her out to eat a weird food. Take her out to eat a weird food like Vietnamese pho. Right? Are you familiar with this dish? Have you had Vietnamese pho? It's soup noodles. Soup noodles. Take a pretty girl out to eat soup noodles. Okay? And you require them to use chopsticks when they're eating. Right? So that way, they got to eat like this. So like, yeah, you're not so pretty now, are you? Huh? Now let's have a conversation, shall we? Who's your favorite Ninja Turtle? There's only two right answers, and one of them's wrong. That's great. Who said Donatello? My man. It's my favorite. Who is it? Dan? Well done, Dan. It's not the cool answer, but it's the right answer.